I'm going to call the regular session of the Employee Council Wednesday, November 13, 2009 to order. We'll do roll call. Allison Williams?
Present.
Joe Ward?
Present.
Yvonne Ward?
Present.
Raul Villanueva?
Present.
Kevin Pacheco?
Here.
Jay Ritchie?
Here.
Tim Cox?
Here.
Josh White?
Here.
Lorena Valdez?
Here.
Rochelle is absent. Nina Williams, I'm present. Joelle Landers?
Here.
The following items will be discussed, considered, and/or decided upon at this meeting. Item number one, discussion and possible approval of the minutes of the September 26, 2019 work session. They should be behind.
I move that we approve the minutes of September 26, 2019.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? It passes unanimously. Item number two, discussion and follow-up on pay equity and step plan only. Today, we only want to discuss the part of the step plan. So we're going to be looking to see if you are where you think you should be in the, I guess the point rating is what we said, Joelle?
Grades.
The grades, yes, sorry, I can remember.
Letter grades.
The letter grades, if you are where you think you should be on this chart.
Or any movement within your department.
Right, or any movement within your department, thank you. I am concerned that I am need to be in a different category. I did a little research through AMCA. And I asked all the clerks, and majority of their deputy clerks are with the accountant or somewhere in that grade area. So I'm wondering if it could be moved into that section.
Okay.
And that was several that I contacted.
I don't even know that.
Thank you. Public Works, do you have any concerns of where your grade is or if it should be moved or?
Well, I was looking for our job descriptions. We don't have a job description for our class in Public Works.
So,
Side 09, there is no admin assistance in there. So you have everybody else, but not us.
It's possible that those job descriptions are under a different folder with administration or clerical, and I did not include those with yours, so I can't get those to you.
So we didn't look at those to compare.
Okay.
I did give everything else to Matt and his group, but they didn't have time to look at it. So as far as sanitation and streets and everybody, I'm not sure if they're okay with it or if they need to be changed. So kind of still in the
limbo part.
Yeah.
Josh, did you have any?
No, I think like the base breakouts are pretty well. It kind of seemed like individual to individual, like different trainings, different certifications, things like that.
Right.
But I mean that, like I said, in the public work side that I'm on, that seems really dependent on the individual, not dependent on which area they're in.
And would you like it to be more geared to the job or?
Well, it seems to make more sense like this. It
okay.
Seems more sense geared to the job based on, I mean, not all of the certifications and trainings translate to the entire public works. So I think this way makes sense.
Okay.
And then say if an individual does have the same amount of time clock or certifications, trainings, then they could probably bring those up to adjust to their number personally, but as the numbers sit for the departments, I think they look fine.
Joe, what do you think about your grade?
Are
you
okay?
You're good?
Okay.
Yvonne, what about finance? Did finance,
the ones that I talked to, which was, were fine with the grade. And like Josh said, it's more of an individual thing if there's a problem. Concerned to take it to the department heads.
so.
But everybody was happy with the grade, or the grade that they were in.
Allison, did you get a chance to look at the library for what grade they're in?
Yes.
Because they're broken out, so, yeah.
And I'm not sure that the early literacy outreach specialist is necessary. I'm not sure if it's a secret, but then I looked through and I wasn't sure where to put it. I'm just not, because it's such a new position that we've created, and so it is a little bit of an anomaly. I did have some other questions, but I can wait till we get to this.
But as far as where your grade is, you're good?
I see that we got the added on paramedic and EMT to the actual for the lieutenants and captains, but I believe that the grade should be separated. But their firefighter EMT is, and firefighter EMT is G, firefighter paramedic is J. There's a reason for that. Well, the same difference between the lieutenant EMT and lieutenant paramedic, there should be difference between the two. And then the grade for this starting firefighter EMT and paramedic, just based off the job description, looking into that, the job description is only talking about fire. We provide a lot more than just fire in the job description. So that's, I don't know if that's how our grade came to be off of the point system. But on the job description that got sent out from Minnesota, it specifically just talks about structural firefighting.
Okay.
So we provide the transfers, the medical,
right,
the wildland, the technical rescue, the nose manual and hazmat. We provide so much more than just
structural.
The structural that's on that job description. So if we look into that, we because there's a lot more requirements. Just EMS alone, you have to have about 60 hours of continuing education just to even practice. You know, you have to do on your own time and whatnot.
So you'll look into that for me?
I'll definitely look into the firefighting job description and whether or not it includes EMT and paramedic, and if we need to maybe add more.
Another grade for a different section, yeah, because of what they do.
Would you mind repeating? So firefighter, lieutenant, EMT versus paramedic, did you have a grade that you thought those two should be separated into, or have you not looked into that yet?
Well, I mean, if you guys have it separated from G to J, from firefighter EMT to firefighter paramedic, I don't know if that's something you guys want to look at.
Okay.
I didn't really think about it until like I'm seeing it now.
Okay.
It just, but there's a lot more responsibility and a lot more liability on that paramedic on top of him being a supervisor.
Okay. So then after this meeting, we can discuss that kind of one-on-one then?
Okay.
And where you think those should be?
Yeah,
okay.
If it's based on the job description specifically, then this is going to change drastically because, like you said, we do a lot more than just fire.
Were there anything else that you saw that needed to be
addressed?
As far as
the grades and stuff, I think that's pretty much it. We have other questions, but that doesn't involve the grades itself.
Okay.
Tim
and Jay?
On the animal control, so it covers us part-time position?
It is.
Because we have a list of years. It appears to be full-time.
Let me see. What grade
that is?
180.
Oh, okay.
E?
Oh, so it's E. Yes, I see her.
It'd be nice if it was full-time.
It is a part-time position. What you can kind of extrapolate from that is, if you were to multiply that 1388 by 2,080 hours would give the proper reflection for this range. Even though the annual wage is lower, it's because that is based upon 1,019 hours versus the 2,080. So for this purpose, I left it as is. I didn't double that number for this purpose. I left it accurate, but you can judge that number if you multiply the 1388 by 2080, which I can. Should be that 25,650.
How's this? No, it's all broken apart and separated like it should be. So.
Okay, so the 1388 for a full time would equate to 28,870.
Well, we have a question.
Yes, I just wanted to just let you know, just a change on our staffing. So we have two female firefighter EMTs. One of them is now paramedic, so mm-hmm. we just gotta just move one over.
Yes.
So that was it. Just wanted to.
Allison, you had some questions. Or Rose, that all the
yeah, that was it.
Allison, you have questions?
At the top under grade G, where it has firefighter EMT. The annual wage being $32,000, but the hourly wage being $11,000. Is that because of the overtime is calculated into it? So on each of those pay grades, that's being calculated.
This time, we're not worried about the salary part. We just want to know
Look at the grade.
If you fall into that, if you feel like you either fall into that grade or you should be moved. Like I feel with talking with other cities when I sent out the request, that mine should be removed and put into a different grade. So that's what we're looking at now, not any of the salary or what it includes.
Yeah, I just
in that case, so I'd like to tell you that I perform the function of the not just the building inspector, but the
zoning. That's why I asked.
Well, not just the zoning either, but the if you would, I think the right word, but the big guy. That you have everywhere else.
The code enforcer or the
no?
Building official.
But I'm happy with work with what I get, so I'm not just
you know. Yeah, no, it's not based on salary. All right. Don't be like other committees.
We're over here being silly. And we do have a point, but
Yeah.
I just wanted to comment to Joe. I did email out this report. What if you would like, if you want to meet with me, we can look at the other job descriptions that are there and see if there's one that matches your. I don't know all your duties, so I kind of, yeah, so yeah. I'm willing to definitely look at that with you so we can get maybe a better grade or, you know, if something
and
needs to be adjusted, we can.
A better title for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, I mean, you're just not the zoning or the building. Yeah, accurate. Maybe we need to come up with something that better defines what Joe is, because Joe does a lot. I mean, you're humble, and I love that about you, but we need to recognize that you are one man doing the job of what used to be a department of four. So we need to recognize that, and if we need to change something, we need to change it, and we need to get you where you need to be on this grade. Mm-hmm. And your title needs to reflect what you actually do, because you are so much more than just those two things. Yes. I was waiting a minute because...
Oh, no. I was going to start doing that. Triggering off of what you just said about making to comparable with other agencies and stuff, making sure we're in the right grade. If that's the case, based off of our research just in Cochise County along with the police departments, we would actually need to be in K. Because
The lowest paid department closest to us is 21 an hour. Or 20, is it 20? Are you sure?
This is 20 now.
No, they're 21.
So do we need to look at their job descriptions, because since they do more than...
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's definitely a job description.
Yeah, well,
look at in
considering... Our officers do more than what their officers do, so that could be added in, because we investigate, I mean, heck, we got one out right now investigating a fire.
Yeah, and we have sergeant, but we don't have other, I mean, that, one of, did Richie argue the training officer and...
Myself and Jake, Amos.
Amos.
TOs, yeah.
And TOs, yes.
So, yeah.
So those are things to, okay.
To look at those, to consider where they actually need to be put on the grade system because of the title that they actually are.
Is that not a detective?
We don't have a detective.
Who was the detective?
Was Carlos, but we actually currently don't have a detective in that position. That position, but the funny thing with detective wasn't more pay.
Right.
It was just a different classification with a different badge doing...
The same thing.
Everything that, like Sierra Vista, they have a huge burglary case, it gets turned over to detectives. Cochise County Sheriff's Department, Douglas, it's the same thing. For us, smaller agencies, Tombstone, we're stuck working it from the beginning to the end. You are the detective.
I think us and Tombstone and Wachuca City are the only three in the county that don't have a detective. I mean, even Wilcox has a paid detective.
And that's something we can definitely look at.
So maybe we just need to look at their job descriptions to see actually what we could...
And if you need assistance with that, just let us know.
As a police officer, and then their ratings, right?
Well, what I'm doing right now for the Arizona League of Cities and Towns is the salaries survey.
Yes.
And I know that when that gets updated, we can look and see. I know, because I have to report how many officers we have, how many sergeants, et cetera.
Right.
When that comes out, we can then look at that and use that as comparable as far as city size and what other departments there are. And I can even get job descriptions for reference from other cities.
Yeah, we pulled all that up. I did. I don't think
so. Maybe we can pull that when that's completed for the police, for Joe, and maybe for
firefighting to include the EMT. And okay,
right.
So I've got all of those listed.
Okay.
Because
we can always. I mean, this is still a working document.
Oh no, I
so
that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You keyed something. I was like, well, wait a minute. If we're going. Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think we should look at that as the step plan. We should look and say, well, this is what we're doing. Is this where we should be for all that the job description entails?
Yes, I agree.
So, no, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Because that was our whole one.
Yeah. Oh, please, I'm sorry.
The other one I wanted to make sure that there were no questions or concerns on is pay equity, and that is why on this particular report I removed names and put male, female, and so we could more easily identify whether or not there were any inequities between male and female employees. None that jumped out to me, but that's not my judgment to make, that's for everybody. So that's what that piece of that was for.
So did that, any of that jump out?
Comments?
No, we don't have dispatchers, we didn't have no females working for us at this time.
Yeah.
Ours is based strictly on position and certification.
Okay.
Does not have the
gender. Okay. The only thing I see when you look at these pay scales is for us, you've got one guy, 37,128, which would have been Kyle. Kyle alone works here.
Yeah.
So the only two that are making this should be even in the 1777 with Jacob. Everybody else is below that.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was Mahoney and he went to DPS, so that position's probably back down the base now.
Which one?
The one that says 37,128.
37,127
from the bottom.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
1785.
Okay.
So if that position gets filled, it'll just be base again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
got kicked out by the
Federalist. It is filled where it would actually, since it's going to be back down to base and not where he was. For that grade. Does anybody else have any more comments, things that we'd like Joelle to look in and that you'll talk to her later about?
I just got a comment. So based on all the grading and everything with our department, it's going to
all of it's going to change pretty much for us, because the job descriptions doesn't match what we do now. So we're going to have to start from scratch with those.
Yeah. And so, and you can get, you and Ralph can get with Joelle once she's pulled. Be best. When will that, I know it's being processed now, is it another month before that's done, or is it 2 months?
I don't know the how long it's going to take, but I mean, it's for 2020, so I would think probably last January.
Is
I mean, it will be soon, but I mean, we can still work on it in the interim. I can pull
and then
references.
We can, what you reference, and then we can look kind of see what they kind of reference in that. Would that work? You get with her and do that? And maybe we can look to see once that does for the, since she was licensed, the illiteracy is such an anomaly and it's new, maybe there's something somewhere else that has one where we can see where they put them on the great, on the scale.
Okay, so early literacy we need to review.
Yeah. And it could be fine where it's at, like you said, we just don't know because it is a new position that we did create for the annex. Anybody else have anything else that we... All right, we're going to move on to item 3. Discussion and review with possible recommendation to mayor and council for the fire marshal job description. I figure we can just take a couple minutes, let's read over it. You got to get up and stretch, do that, but let's read over what... the highlighted part is what is being added. The lined out, as you know, is going to be what's going to be taken from that.
Were you guys going to have any ICC certifications associated with the job?
Joelle?
This job description includes the NFPA certified fire inspector 1 or 2.
But we use the international code, so they have to have a...
What is that again?
It's ICC.
It's the ICC.
ICC. Okay.
Because once when we adopted that, that adopted all the fire stuff too. And they do have to have their... And I don't know if that translates to that.
I will look into that.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to go back to school.
In the organizational structure with the fire chief, and to the creation of this new position, is this by any chance grant funded, or is this a new permanent position?
It technically isn't a new position.
Yeah, so this position.
It's just a new job description for.
When was the last time it was filled?
In.
Jim Richards does the. He's the fire marshal. But that's not what his title is.
So in September of 2018, the job description of fire inspector, which is what this fire marshal job description is based off of, was put to council and approved as it was. The just changes that were made were the entitled from fire inspector to fire marshal, the pay grade. The salary range was changing it to be closer to deputy police chief. So in the organization, I would think it would still fall under the fire chief, but I don't know that for sure. I'd have to get that answer for you. So in this job description, it was just, I pulled some job descriptions from Nogales and I think the other one. I got a number of them to use as reference, and it was just what I felt some of the really, the ones crossed out, I felt was just, don't know, kind of basic, and I wanted more detail to it, and that's why I removed some of those line items, and they're pretty much all incorporated in what was highlighted in yellow.
Because eventually, when we get the new fee schedule, he will be able to do violations and charge them a fee and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that in the other description it had that, did it?
It did. The only ones I crossed out were the ones...
No, I meant in his original, not the one in the original inspector, not...
The only thing that was removed from the fire inspector is what's crossed out on
here. Right.
And the fire marshal will no longer be in the PSPRS system?
Moving forward.
Yes.
Right, I understand.
Currently,
yes, I
Jim Richardson
of
is
course.
In the fire department. That is not going to change.
Yeah.
But moving forward, if there's another one, then yes, that is why... The paved range was also changed because it would not be in PSPRS in the future. Right now, however,
it is.
He would not be using that for obvious reasons.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of a big concern. Because,
we have done that, though. It's not affecting, it's not directly affecting Jim. It is being drafted in a way for when his retirement comes moving forward then. It would not be a position under PSPRS. It would not be a dual fire.
Just
a
mess.
We tried everything we could. You did everything we
could. And honestly, the fire marshal has all the power now to enforce all that stuff anyway. So he is the be all say all when it comes to the fire inspections and stuff. He has all that power from the state. This is just kind of formalizing all that.
Yes, and again, just I preferred some of the other verbiage that was a little more detailed and concise rather than sort of just little short bullet points.
You scratched out ones weren't very good.
I don't know where they, it's just, it was, to me it seemed really simple and basic, and I don't.
The wording isn't even accurate.
Okay, so, all right, I was glad I was on track there.
Good job.
Does anybody have any further discussion regarding?
Thompson, for sure, Lord.
Does somebody want to make a recommendation?
Go ahead, Barbara.
I have.
Okay, go
ahead. Sorry. I do have one more question. This is more for you guys because I don't actually know that much about the fire department. But under education, experience, and certifications, it's only a high school or GED, then it's certified fire inspector one or two, and then at least 2 years experience. And is 2 years experience enough for this, what looks like a department head position with a high salary range? A lot of our, you know, entry or mid-level actually say 2 years experience at minimum wage, and it just seems...
Well, it's not really a head. That's part of his job. So he's not really overlooking anybody. It's just to get that experience for that knowledge for what he's doing specifically. I feel 2 years, that's a lot of fire inspections to get into your belt.
Okay,
that's
my question.
Especially just the classes alone are pretty intense.
So for the experience with fire marshal, you just got to know the rules and regs in 2 years to be able to look at the stuff like that. It's kind of different from actual fighting fire, seeing the different things that the fire and the smoke are doing to be able to tell what's going to happen next. It's a little different as far as experience. For a fire marshal, it's either a violation that's not. We're just plain training for it. So 2 years of just doing it constantly, probably.
And most of the Inspector 1 class was pretty much your basic class. It's the Inspector 2 class that really puts you over and you're able to do a lot more.
So that's the important part, is that certification.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We have a majority of our department has inspected one already, myself included. But he's the only one that has two. So it's a much bigger, more elaborate class. And 2 years experience, I think, just suffices much better than not. If it was zero, I would have an issue with that. 2 years, I think, would be plenty, especially if we get somebody in that we can kind of show to. Because we've been doing this for years, and we're all just having a position dedicated to it. Going to be more organized. So I think it's a good thing. I have no issue with the 2 years experience. It's basically you follow it out of the book and stuff. So if you have any questions, you know,
bunch of references to people back to. Now we got a dedicated person instead of being on a call or going on an inspection and getting a call, we have to leave. So we have to be a dedicated person being able to charge and to make sure everything's okay, take his time, really go through the building. So in all honesty, every city should have a dedicated person to do so.
I think it's probable that there is a fire marshal certification in ICC.
Okay, I'll look into that for sure. And if it's maybe something you can verbiage of, you know, ICC certification, whatever it is, or ability to obtain.
Yeah.
So.
Or else you want to make the motion to recommend?
To motion.
I move to recommend fire marshal job with the mayor and council for approval.
To move the fire marshal job for approval for mayor and council.
Second?
Who said?
Allison. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Passes unanimously. Sorry, I thought I'd give you just a little help there.
I appreciate it.
I was like, he's.
I got all the game words.
Yeah.
No pictures.
We're going to have pictures next time. I'm sorry.
I can draw.
Okay. She is the best draw. So we're going to go on to comments. Thanks to Joelle, we now have another member to the Civil Service Commission. Jennifer Graham, who used to be our personnel director back in the day and who was just phenomenal, and she knows our regs backwards and forwards and knows our procedures, so I think it's a really good thing that she's come back to the office.
She's going to be a great resource, I think, you know, just for all of us, and just to have her access to her, pick her brain is going to be wonderful. So.
Yes, I think so too.
I agree.
I do want to, I don't know if it's an item that we can discuss later or if you and I just need to discuss it, but in my, when I sent my question out to the listserv, one that came back, they don't do a step plan, they do a pay structure. And because our step plan doesn't really have a, when it's done, that's it. We don't know what's going to happen. And not that we can't do what I'm about to say in the step plan, I'm just saying maybe go up, we look at both and see which one is going to benefit the city. For their pay structure, they get their raises after an evaluation is done. And I can say that I actually did my last evaluation before I could even get my raise when I got my certification. So they base it on your anniversary. So when your anniversary comes around, they do a evaluation. They tell you, you know, so the pay structure starts at, this is your minimum, this is your midpoint, and this is your maximum. So you can get with whatever you want in between. But when they're done, they get cost of living raises only. So I don't know if that's something we can look at, if we want to structure our step plan with that, so that we know now what will come at the end. Mm-hmm. After step 10, we no longer get pay increases for anything, anything else. We'll only get it for a cost of living and whatever that cost of living is. Now, mind you, we are not where cost of living is currently. So that will have to be something that's discussed and maybe moved in to a process. But I thought that was a neat way to do that, because once they hit the maximum, they had that question too. What happens? If I still keep getting certifications and I still am doing more and more, what happens? And their thing is, then you'll get just the cost of living.
Absolutely. Okay. And that is absolutely something to discuss. Because also the other aspect that we didn't go over was the difference in those steps, 2% versus 3%. And then also, what is between step one and step two? Is it a year? Is it 2 years?
And I think that in our next discussion, that's what we can, but I wanted to focus this one just on the equity and the grade where you thought you were. So I hope that was okay.
Oh, absolutely. And then I do know that in a previous meeting, I don't remember if it was police or fire, had mentioned having the steps not be related to merit-based increase.
No, merit's bad, that was me, merit's bad.
Yeah, so I think those are definitely, next time we want to discuss the, specifically the steps, what constitutes the steps, how many year, and what that is based upon.
Right, so maybe let's all think about that for the next meeting. Joelle, will you send out an email of the things that we need to discuss at the next meeting? And that way the departments can go back and talk to their departments and kind of get the feedback. And that way they don't have to, from memory, remember what we talked about.
And if I could bounce off what Nina said, if you want to look at a COLA as an end game, you might want to look at, I don't know if ASRS did it, but PSPRS definitely did it. And maybe looking at the formula they use. So, I mean, like, let's say we decide our steps are going to be a year, which ideally I think is what we all want. I know that's what we want. So what PSPRS does, like my retirement that I have coming in already, is if they base it off the Maricopa index, and it's at 2%. So if the cost of living in Maricopa County is below 2% increase for the year, you don't get a COLA. If it's over 2%, you get a minimum of 2% up to whatever the over is. Like this year, we get a 2.5. So, and it was based off of an index, which also hits on your point that you'll actually be at the actual cost of living, not the, you know, whatever you decide it is.
Right.
So we can put that on that agenda item.
Yeah. And I just thought maybe it would be something we could look into, because we all had that question of what happens after step 10. I know Lorraine and myself did.
And for a transition, looking at transition individuals transitioning, not new employees coming on under this plan. And do we have an approximate date for the next meeting?
It's January or February, but no, we don't. I'm still working on that calendar.
Okay, but we are, it's gonna be the quarterly February.
Yeah.
Because if we can look ahead, if we need to add meetings, looking towards the budget, before the budget process starts in March, if we can have some, if we need another meeting, I'd really appreciate that, so we can have a coherent, it would be great to have something before the budget process starts so that we can be, include our input.
I don't see any problem with maybe trying to schedule a work session in January. I'd have to get with you on the schedule so we can do a work session, and then maybe we can get to a maybe a decision.
Yeah.
Or you know, some
specifics.
Some specific items that we want to, you know, share.
And I am not done with the calendar by no means. I have 23 boards and commissions that all want to meet on the same day. So I'm still working on that.
So then the next meeting I have, we're going to be looking at the steps, evaluation versus merit. When we max out, we're going to do COLA, perhaps looking into that PSPRS Maricopa index. We need to look at the time between steps, and then Public Works wants to look at their departments.
Right.
Is there anything else?
When do we have to have this ready to go for council?
Tomorrow.
You're not going to scare me. I can make it.
They'll start the budget process. Like Carrie will set, or Kim will send out all the worksheets that have to be done for your department, and then they'll meet with Carrie, the department heads, one on one. So it's a process, and the mayor and council will actually get the tentative budget, and I won't even call it a tentative, it's just a draft at that point. Until the last week of April is when I'm trying to look in the schedule so that they can fully go through it. And we're kind of trying to do what we did, what Mr. Hawken did last year, and just book that whole week instead of it being one here, just book that whole week and discuss it like Mr. Hawken did last year.
I just want to know how much time we get, because we're going to reach a point where we need to just, okay, this is it.
That's why I think a work session in January, and then when we come back to a meeting, our formal regular scheduled meeting in February, we can, you know, kind of tie it up then.
Okay.
I think that's reasonable.
We'll get together on the dates, and then you'll, I'll give you the dates, and then you can send out the email of what we all need to really look at and really focus on, so that we can give them something that we're proud of, and that hopefully they'll take stock in and say, okay, let's try it.
We also have to give Carrie time.
Oh, yes,
and
Carrie.
Well,
that's what I
knew.
That's what I meant. Like, look at it, say, oh, they really put a lot of thought in this. Mm-hmm. They really, you know, they really researched. They really did what they needed to be done.
The sooner the better. Because you got to
Last thing you want is department heads submitting their budget and then having to change it.
Right.
It's not easy to do.
Does anybody have anything else that they'd like to discuss? Not at the work session, but at like another regular session in February that we want to look forward to?
I move that we adjourn this meeting.
A second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. The video is still going.
Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry.
I'm getting on.
All right, anyone, someone's asking.